I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The gospel provides hope amid cartel slayings in Mexico. Stick around to learn why heart change is more than wishful thinking. And details on new missions work in two critical nations is on the way. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Even as they were laid to rest, shock, horror, and outrage hang over the ambush slayings of three women and six children in Sonora, Mexico. As governments on both sides of the border struggle to explain what happened, Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says there's no easy answer in situations like this.
It seems as though there are pockets in Mexico where activity like this is just rampant. We keep hearing, why is this happening? Why is this going on in Mexico? Why won't the government take care of all these issues? Well, the issues that we're seeing is human nature. It's called sin. And apart from Christ, these kinds of things happen.
Nothing will change until the heart changes, says Yoder. It's also why Keys for Kids offers the Word of God and other resources in Spanish, especially the solar-powered storyteller units.
We're finding that as we pass these out, kids are coming to know Christ. Moms and dads start seeing a change in their kids, and they want to know why, and they want to come listen to it. And churches are actually being planted because of it.
Besides investing in those who are doing gospel work in Latin America and beyond, we can be praying. Yoder says there's one thing terrorists and the drug cartel have in common.
Many of the people who are joining these drug cartels are people that are looking for something. They're looking for some kind of belonging. What better belonging could you have is to belong to the body of Christ?
Today ends the third week of widespread protests in Lebanon. People want a complete overhaul of the government. They blame current leaders for Lebanon's economic failure and crumbling infrastructure. The movement is unifying all sectors of Lebanese society, but it's also troublesome for leaders like Nabil Kazda. He's the CEO of LSESD, the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development.
Through education and social work, we are empowering the church. My concern is not directly on our ministries only. My concern is on our country. Lebanon is the only democracy in the region. And Lebanon is the only country with Christian faith.
The question is how to balance Lebanon's stability, a critical factor in the Middle East, with the voice and desire of Lebanese citizens.
The church plays a major role. And what's happening now might affect the voice of the church and make it less effective. When people see you fighting or shouting or hitting or sniping, it does not reflect a good image on the church.
Please pray for believers. It's not always easy as they balance their Lebanese citizenship and their Christian faith. And FMI has some exciting changes on the way. In October, FMI's board of directors voted to expand into two more countries, Kenya and Turkey. For over 30 years, FMI has used an empowerment model to equip and support Christians in hard-to-access countries.
It's in these hard places where we come alongside the church planters, people that God has already been raising up, people who are trained, and say, hey, we want to come alongside you in those early years of church planting so that you don't get discouraged, you don't lose heart, or quit ministry.
Bruce Allen with FMI says they plan to start supporting church planners and pastors in Kenya as early as 2020. However, partnerships in Turkey still need some developing.
We're ecstatic that, okay, here are two areas. Turkey is considered the world's largest unreached nation with the gospel. And Kenya is, while it's considered a Christian majority nation, nominalism is rampant, so we want to help fortify the work of church planters in that country so that their congregations can become, you know, the beacons of truth and hope for their own countrymen and the regions beyond.
Get the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.